Zakeli van Vehu. So the word van Vehu here has different meanings, and this is a piece of Rebbe Chaya. The va'acham na Vehu anivuhu kloime edamele. And van Vehu means I will be compared to him. Kinyik shekosu v'alachta bedrochav v'omru chazal mahu rachum af ata yirachum mahu chan af ata yichanam hu v'shuv af ata yirachumim. So there's a halacha here that we're supposed to emulate God, even not specific mitzvahs, but just general ways in which he interacted with the Bria. It's trying to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with us both in Golos and Geula. The Golosayin in Meloshon Avtocha, Nechayidim Chom Mitzrayim, Avdosh Chazal Mikan, Golos Mitzrayim Shechini Moem, or B'mayis Iksiv Es Yaakov Yishu Beis Ubok, Mashrashtiv Shom, or B'Golosayin Gamke, Mashrakoz V'Yisra Yisomi Ramsa, Yisiv Miyad V'Yisra V'Yasa Malach Halakim, or Mikra Moli Hu, HaYishir Yimincha V'Aneini, Hitzrich HaKosev Yeshua Avlasin Yisbarach. So, Ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch himself also goes into Geula, he goes out in Geula when we go out. We find the word anivahu speaking about Golus Tkufa. Shekosev anibasei chagoyla vehu, shekosev vehu osa bazikim. So if from the Pesukim we see this anivahu refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mode of Golus and Geula together with Klai Yisrael. Now, me'ator Rav Yochai says, "Al yikshol lecha acha inyan zesh be'adicha, ma'asha oimim betfilo be'im achasim agdoyla ani v'hu hoishiyana." Ve'roi lo'imek fi'anir ani v'oischa. So, what does it mean, ani v'hu? It should say, ani v'oischa. When you speak to somebody, you say, me and you, so ato is you, and oischa is a form of you. So we're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying, so we should have said something, Oischa. Shata roya ke milos miyuchodos inyan agula. You see that the word ani and hu are very unique to the lashon of Golos and Geula. In other words, those two words associate specifically with those phases, Golos and Geula. Let's explain this a little bit, just to get a sense of it. In Lashon Kodesh, you have Ani is total Gilui, Atah is called Nochach, and Hu is called Mister. First person is the one talking. That's the one who's being revealed, and that's revelation, and so on. The Atah is the other. It's not me, it's the other, but he's still available. He, the third person, is someone who's not here, or he's not part of our conversation. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's two shemes, Ani v'Hu, fit most appropriately Golos and Geula. Hu is a name, the Hebrew Hu is a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is in the Golos mode. So Ani v'Hu Hoshiyana means HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's there in Golos. There's another reason why we use Lashon Nister, even though we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond any masik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond any masik. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nista v'Nelam, but Niglu v'Nimtzu b'Levavos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's sort of, we have a duality. To look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, outside of me, is not possible. There's no place we can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Within us, we have a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we would call the chelak al kaimimal. This is what we would call, if we're looking to introspect, the part of ourselves that is turned on by Ruchnius, that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meaningful to him, that responds to Ruchnius. That's the chelik that we're talking about, that is that has this property. So he says, that's why in brachas you have baruch atah asher kidshanu. V'chein bekan hoishir no lenoichach, ani v'hu nista, kloima, mimokum shehu. Lefi shein yedua mekoimoi, ki'inyan shekosu baruch asher mekoimoi. V'zeo shomar kosu v'chasidechi v'chucho, yivorchu ko, koi kloima, be'inyan azeh, v'hu niglo v'nista. V'zeo shomar yad kvayin chus v'meiru, uksib lo'idir matim v'oysav, v'chvayin adam o'chusay. So we always, whenever we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is kind of a paradox, but it's a true paradox. We can never ever identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside, and no matter where we're going to look to point a finger, there's no place you can point a finger, but from within, inside a person's own nefesh, there's something that awakens to that, and that's where we have the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because he's there, but within us. So Chasidei Yivarchucha is Yivarchu Koi. They sort of they bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there. Ko is usually. The difference in ko and zeh hadover is ko is out there and zeh hadover is here, but immediately zeh kodem chus yemeiru. V'da ki ani v'hu b'cheshboinoi ona Hashem. So the gematria of ani v'hu is ona Hashem. It's quite simple. The aleph nun gives you ona, then you have yud kei vav hei with the next aleph. Because there's two vowels in there, so it's ani, it's ona, Hashem, the full word yud kei vav kei. Umilas ana mis Hashem yuchot shnei pamim. V'lachein ana ayman 52 is 2:26. L'chein ana tefilas ana hayishi ana. Im kein ana Hashem misvam yuchot shloisha pamim sh'oyla ein ches. So ana is twice HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Hashem is, so it's three times the name is Ein Ches, Vezehu Hoive Veyie Vehoya. And that's the gematria of Hoya Hoive Veyie. That's 10, 16, 16, 26, 31, 41, 46, 56, 66. Well, okay, so two vavs, and in other words, he adds the two vavs. Hoya v'yiyya v'hoya. V'zeh mevua. V'yev son oid kabbalah behem. Ki hem shemes ha-kodesh, v'michlal ayin v'yishemes ha-shem v'pas psuke v'yisa v'yove v'yeit. U'modah asos l'chob al ha-shemes, ki shem ben ayin v'yiz nechlak l'halokim yiduim. So, shem ayin v'yiz is the fullest name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's divided into subdivisions. V'yesh kol chelik v'chelik koyach yidua lefula. Yidua m'yidiyosam v'nikudam k'mishpat. U'shnei shem es eilu kol echad roish l'chelka yidua lehem, zel kar psurim zel la'ave. These two shemes, each one has a different element. I'm not sure what he's referring to. V'kima shekeim anoyim atoyim shaskirim tefil seinu l'vak shem rachas ha'shem esparach, shekar psurim v'shem esim v'keda. So he says there's another element over here of that it's bringing the gula. I don't know. I'm not sure about this. I mean that anivahu is meramis, and that vayet vayis and so on. You have all the shemes and so on. Sarashi and sukkah, but this I don't know. I'm not sure what he means over here. Okay, let's see. The next one is a sfarnu. So it says elakei aviva roimimenhu. He's the God of my fathers, and I will lift him up. Elakei Yaakov, what's the Kelvi? Elakei Yaakov, Shadia Ba'amru, Kelo Ke Israel, shehu neira begadol hashgachasei, the midas harachmim or midas hadin. So Yaakov is the one who envisioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being consisting of midas harachmim midas hadin. So how do I make HaKadosh Baruch Hu higher? Bishtachava ubahachna. In other words, I can't go around saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great and fantastic and wonderful. It doesn't mean anything. But I can act humbly in the presence of God, and that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu romimus. That the ultimate tachlis is asas v'tzoynoi, v'yoyse merumo kabrochot hila, k'inyan labdein asas soyncha ke'at ha'loikai. Let's just talk a little bit about this. Whenever lifting up your head and seeing, as a person lifts up his head, he sees further and further and higher and higher. A person whose head is centered on the ground sees only in front of him, only whatever's in his proximity, that's it. As he lifts his head up, he sees further out and higher up and so on. If a person's sense of Torah and Ruchnius is to do what's good for him and, you know, what will make him a better person, what will make him grow and so on and so forth, he's still centered around himself. As a person looks up and understands that whatever it is that we're doing in the world of Maisa Mitzvahs and so on, there's really something above it, and that's called Ritzoyin Hashem. And the Tachlis is to Ritzoyin Hashem. There, I realize myself in that process. That makes me Meromam, that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meromam, I'll call Tehillah. I never allow the scope of the Avoda to become the be it all. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. It's rather the it all comes to I say to myself, but really the HaKadosh Baruch Hu worshiping is above and beyond, and we need to mechaven to do Ritzoni. This is the reason why we want to have good kavanis and we want to do everything L'shem Shemayim and so on. It's all a way of lifting ourselves above the detail of the mitzvah into something much higher, much above it. Next pasuk. L'shem Yishchom Hashem Shmoi. So, the Sforno says, Afal pishu ish mochomo machiz Hashem midas hadin, mikomo kem Hashem shon midas v'shoim. Vezehu nois na'avayim tzis le'lomo, v'yosem mechala koitzim en akerim shem achiv olam. But the Sforno says, we understand the pasuk Hashem ish mochomo shmoi means as follows. Despite the fact, we just saw Kadosh Baruch Hu destroy the Mitzrayim and do terrible things and to the Mitzrayim and so on. What we're saying is, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been at war now, but that's not who he really is. Hashem is an ish milchama. He's a person who can engage in war, but ultimately it's Hashem Shemoi Tzimtzrachmim. And therefore I need to understand, like he says over here, the war, the milchama that he engages in, is also a chetimtza for Toiv, because if the garden is full of weeds, let's take a very simple mashal. Imagine we tell a kid that this guy's a gardener, and we ask him, what does a gardener do? We say a gardener makes gardens grow and fields grow and so on. He says, great. And he watches as the gardener is pulling weeds out of the field, and he says, Abba, you told me that a garden makes things grow. This guy is pulling out things and letting them die. So I say yes, because if these things will live, nothing else will. These will choke everything else out. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Molchama, I need always to understand it as the good that comes out of it. I'd like to, I guess, maybe extend it a drop. A person who's a good person gets obsessed and sensed when you see something bad happening. A kid is doing bad, he's acting out. Or a grown-up, the worst, is doing bad. You get very upset, very angry, and you want to, your reaction is to fight him on it, to come out against him, and so on. You need to ask yourself always, what's the purpose of it? good doesn't need a purpose. If I'm kind to somebody and good to somebody, it doesn't need a purpose. That is it's a valid task. It's a good part of the world just to be made it. But if I see Hashem Ishmochamev, if the part of me that's a kanoi is awakened, you need to ask yourself always to what purpose? Will it move it? Will it make it better? Sometimes even if that person won't do tshuva, but other kids won't do it. Other people won't do it. They'll be clear that it's not valid. That's fine. But you have to keep measuring what you're doing in light of that. And many times it's the other way around. The war is either no tachlis or counterproductive. You know, it's something that needs to be carefully, because Hashem Shulchan Hashem Shmoy is telling me the aside of the Hanhaga of Melchama HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always as a subtitle of Hashem Shmoy. Okay, next to Rabbeinu Bechaya. Hashem Shulchan Lefi Shomla Moish Hashem Yilachim Lachem Lefi Koch Omrohem Hashem Shulchan V'shemar toyma molcham to play zayin, kachnem Hashem shmoy, kloyma. Loi ba'omov loi v'giya ala b'shmoy. Ki yashikaz v'okei l'agor l'giba v'anoir Hashem tzokha shmoy. V'chem b'riyetz oylam. Siv yoytza ois. Z'lachina Hashem shmoy. Kloyma m'shmoy b'rom loi b'om v'giya. I'd like to... it seems quite an obvious point, like everything else, whatever Kosh Baruch Hu does, doesn't come with effort and doesn't come with any problems, because probably it's a breeze, it's easy. Why over here, of all the places, does it say that? Everything Kosh Baruch Hu did, all B'yos HaOlam, he did without effort. So what's the issue over here? So I think the pshat's like this. I think there's a reason why over here there's a special note of it. A person is inclined to think that Bid has a certain somewhat independent existence. And in order for me to destroy, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy bad, it does need effort. Effort, not in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets tired or he has to develop his muscles. What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, we say it doesn't require effort, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and existence are synonymous to each other. You know, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants exists. It's a definition. So it's not, if I want a house, I need to build, to drag bricks and to lay them and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a house, that is the house. Ratzon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Asiya is one and the same. We don't have a way to distinguish the two in any way. But one would have been tempted to think that in terms of, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was facing Ra, Ra certainly is something which has existence, independent existence, and it requires an act from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to push Ra down. So it's not a question of how much effort, it's a question of, can it be just Ritzon Yisbarach? Is that enough? And the answer is yes. Even against Ra, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes it not to be, it is not. It's Hainu Hach. Okay. Next piece is again as far as Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem, Micha Moicha Nedo B'Kodesh, Nedo B'Kodesh. So Nedo B'Kodesh, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enveloped with Kedusha. So the Sfarnu explains the word Kodesh, or the term Kodesh. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hine HaKadosh B'Muchlat, Hu HaBilti Nefsat Klal. That which is absolute Kedusha does not at all become destroyed, doesn't disintegrate. Like it says, Mesim, Shasa Gosbrov Lachrisan, and Chosen Lafron, Shinem, and Israshim Kodish Yamalai, Makodish Lom Kayam, Apen Lom Kayamit. So, and where the Gersing was a little bit different, but I said Sadikim, but the point is, wherever the word Kodish is written, the word Netzach it means it's synonymous with eternal. Let's explain why. Because a person who is the things that are kulo ruchnius don't have any property that allows it to disintegrate. Disintegration is always when you have material things that have been compounded, that have been put together. As they disintegrate, you know, that bond is temporary and disintegrates. So things go from being complex to being simple when they disintegrate. You have a cake, begins to disintegrate, it falls apart into the sugars, the starches, the sugars disintegrate, they fall apart into the carbon, into the water, and so on. But something which is not gashmi, something which is not chomer, doesn't have that property. It exists be'etzem, and that's why the more a person is ruchnius, the less misa shel of the person. Misa and recovering and all of those things, they happen to somebody that's not kaddish. Amma she'ein k'moya kelius baruch noyde la'adur melech hakol him k'doshim mitzchim. There is no one as great in the world of Kedusha Nitzchis as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Micha Moicha Nedabak Kodesh means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is unique in that everything around him is completely involved in Kedusha. The Lefikach Loi Levada Yos Eshanesh Teva Kol Nimtza Bilti Nimtza. So the Sforno explains that in a certain sense, this is the statement Kodesh Baruch Hu made. The Yam and the Mitzrim and everything in it, all natural orders can disintegrate, can fall apart, and they do fall apart. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mitzias, it's like, you know, when you have two hard items, the hard one, and they clash. The hard one remains and the soft one disintegrates. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forges ahead into the Bria, so since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immutable and eternal, everything else falls apart. So the Nisim are there to show that the Teva fell apart. It's more than the Nes for its own right, for its own sake, as much as for the demonstration that Teva has no makom. V'olefigal levadi yos l'shanes Teva principle t'nipset. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is completely, Kadosh and no changes in him, changes everything else. Ki nitzchus kol nitzchus l'losin yisparach. The only reason why things remain, like it says, va'aretz la'olam ha'medes, the earth will stay forever. That's only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu endows with that. The only entity in the Bria, the only entity that actually has the property of being eternal is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he's Kadosh. Okay, we'll hold it here. The next two weeks.